This is a podcast from Team Ease, Assessing Innovation, on Joomla Community Magazine.
Hello, this is Amy Stephen, and I'm here today with Andy Miller. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Amy.
Andy is one who has worked with the Joomla project for an awful long time. I think you were in Mambo before Joomla. Is that right, Andy?
That's correct.
And you were one of the original founders then of Joomla.
Right.
What was your role back in when Joomla first started?
My original role was the responsibility of templates. That was back in Mambo. So I was doing tweak some updates, modifications to the admin UI stuff, and then also some of the core templates for Mambo, and then the core template for the Joomla fork or spork, whatever you want to call it.
It's been so long, we just call it a fork now.
Right. Yeah. So for the Joomla team, I was kind of doing all the web stuff. So involved in the websites and all the skinning of the sites and things to do with the branding and we were getting T-shirts and things like that. So all those things plus on top of that, just the regular Joomla UI stuff too. Mm-hmm. So it was quite a lot of work.
You were our design person then.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to talk to you today about Gantry, which is a new template framework that's shared with GPL. It's a GPL offering. It's free as in beer, free as in freedom, I guess is the other free. And it's offered as part of Rocket Theme. Is that right? Your company, Rocket Theme?
Rocket Theme is the developer of it. Okay. We developed it originally with the intention of it being the base that we build our Rocket Theme templates on. And as we were building this and adding functionality and features, we decided that we would release it as a GPL framework, a GPL project to the community.
It's amazing. Yeah, I've really enjoyed playing with it, and it's fun to work with and to change. It seems like you're giving away an awful lot there that you're also using the same thing to develop your commercial templates. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, it's the building blocks. Yeah. I mean, it's the building blocks that we use to build our commercial templates and also our newer GPL templates too. And it provides a lot of functionality that we had to write manually before. And, by that, I mean kind of custom for each template or, copy for each template. So it saves us quite a bit of time, and it also makes writing functionality and extending a template much easier for us. So that said, the base, the core piece is, comes with a standalone template. And that's a base template that we build all our commercial templates on, but also you can build your template on too.
Mm. Templating has changed a lot over the years, the 5 years that I've been with the project. It's just advanced so much. I mean, you've got JavaScript and Ajax and so much activity going on at that level. Is that in part why a template framework is needed for template development, or how did you get here?
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head there, Amy. I mean, it really is something that is almost a requirement these days. When I started doing templates, the templates were just pretty simple things. I mean, they were just, HTML and some images and, CSS and maybe a little tiny bit of JavaScript for a menu or something. And we kind of had this arms race in the Joomla template community where, everyone was trying to one-up each other every month, with template releases. So templates became much more powerful and much more functional. And
good for us.
Yeah, I mean, fantastic for the Joomla community. And in fact, I think it's one of the primary reasons why Joomla is so popular.
Absolutely.
Is the template side of things is just huge for Joomla compared to some of the other open source projects where they have a great product, but you don't really see it as much because it's hidden behind, you know, ugly websites. And obviously you can make a great website, but it's not as easy for people to do that because they don't have, you know, the wealth of resources when it comes to templates that the Joomla community has. It actually got to a point where we were spending so much time on these features, and every new feature became so complex to add because it had to interact with every other feature that we just had to break down and to do a framework. And it's one of those things where we held off because we didn't want to limit our designs and what we could do by forcing a framework underneath it and, you know, being restricted by it. So we took a long time to make sure that we could come up with a framework that could provide us with all the functionality that we needed, was extensible and flexible, and at the same time didn't limit our creativity.
Right.
So that's where, you know, Gantry kind of came from.
When you're looking out, you speak about the other people that are, the other companies that are also producing frameworks. And as you look at the different tools that are out there, there seems to me to maybe not be a good standard for what you can say, okay, now this is a framework, you know, or this is a template generator, or this is just a template that's really easy to configure. So I guess I'd ask you then, how does your framework differ from that of others?
Yeah, well, I mean, the term framework is used a lot. A lot of template companies will say they have a framework. And for the most part, those are not always frameworks. Sometimes they're a collection of, functions that they use, or some coding rules that they use, but not really a framework. And what Gantry is a true framework where it's built to allow the creation of complex templates, and it's extensible. So it's a framework to build templates on top of, and you can add functionality and create functionality using the core of the framework to help you to do that. So we have what I consider a true templating framework, and there's a lot of things in that framework that are consistent across all templates. So it's in the core. So things like the layout control, the right to left support, the concept of presets and parameters, being able to be set by the URL, the session, or the cookie, some of the base CSS and the typography, the ability to actually override almost anything in the base. So you can override layouts, you can override core features, all of those things.
Cool.
All of that stuff is in the core, and that's what makes the framework, which is, a lot more than some people can consider a template framework to be.
It'll be nice as these, since they're so new, and with anything that's that innovative, it seems like the terminology comes later and starts to sort out, what is a framework and what is a template generator, those kinds of things. I think we're still going to see some of that kind of settle out.
I think it's it's going to be a learning curve for the users to understand what the framework, what frameworks are, what the differences are between the frameworks, and these conversations that you're having about the different frameworks, I think, are very useful so people can understand what each product is bringing to the table.
It's very overwhelming. And being able to differentiate between these different tools, because not everybody has the same needs, knowing what you're buying, it's very, very helpful. Or even in this case, just what you have available to use and your investment of time to learn it.
Right.
This probably took a while for you to pull all of this knowledge and experience together then into a framework. And was this something you did, or was there a team of people who helped
make
this
possible?
Well, it was,
yeah, I mean, it was created by the Rocket Theme team, well, a portion of it. You know, we have quite a large team now, and we have, you know, folks that have expertise in certain areas. So it's something that took about 3 months to do for the original version of the Joomla gantry framework, and we had several people working on that. So we had myself and Brian Tolles, who was like the lead architect and main developer. We had Jamil Legato, who's our JavaScript superstar, so he was mm-hmm. doing a lot of the JavaScript stuff.
Cool.
We have Kevin Common, who's doing the you know, the actual template side of things and overrides, and actually, you know, helping to make sure that it has a good set of base functionality and a base typography. And then we have other folks on the team, like we've got Kat and Sean, who are doing some testing and helping with the documentation. It's really a large group
wow.
effort. And these guys were basically working on this for the most part full time for 3 months.
Wow.
So there's a lot of man hours have gone
yeah.
into it. And we certainly spent a lot of time on, you know, the architecture
cool.
and ensuring that it was writable and extensible, which is you just cannot put enough value on that, because
yeah.
if you come up with something that you want to create for your template, now it's so much easier. And as we develop, you know, Rocket Theme commercial templates, you know, we commonly find ourselves, you know, just, you know, saying, oh, you know, thank God we created Gantry, because we just
yeah.
couldn't have done this before.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
it's allowing us to do really complex things.
When you're a professional, I mean, people who are able to just reuse that work and all that knowledge and experience, you know, what an opportunity for them to not have to understand. You know, you're mentioning the JavaScript expertise being available in this Gantry template too. That we're going to be having a big change here in JavaScript. Is that, you know, going from MooTools 1.1 to 1.2,
yeah.
and then in 1.6 we're going to also kind of head towards 1.3. Will
right.
Gantry help protect? Will that provide for those kinds of differences?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we're aware of, and actually we're working on right now. It's making a Gantry aware. So in 1.5.19, when the new 1.2 plugin capability comes in, so you can like enable that plugin and have the MooTools right. 1.2, we're actually you know, a Gantry itself will be checking that. So
wonderful.
If it sees that, it'll automatically switch to MooTools 1.2 versions of all our JavaScript. So
gosh, that's nice.
It's going to be very powerful, and the functionality is already built into Gantry. So
I'm guessing that's a headache to do.
It's a lot of work, you know, because yeah. you know, Gantry has an extensive amount of JavaScript in it, and we have a very powerful admin UI. It's all powered by the
yes.
template details XML file, so
yes.
it basically renders that and uses custom widgets to make things really easy to understand and to modify.
Right.
There's a lot of Ajax, and that means there's a lot of JavaScript that has to be converted to 1.2. We originally did write it all for MooTools 1.11, obviously, as Joomla 1.5 uses that. So we're in the process of converting all that, but the good part about it is that once that's converted, the majority of the JavaScript that is used by the templates is already handled by the framework, so we don't have to do that again.
Right.
Just extensions and, you know, special functionality for specific templates, we have to convert those to the MooTools 1.2.
So you guys are going to go through this pain of this conversion, but people who use your Gantry framework for their own templates, they won't even notice.
Yeah,
this. It'll be automatic switching.
It's completely transparent to them.
Okay. That's wonderful, because that's a big change. That's
yeah.
that's one that is the 1.1 to 1.2 step's a big one for MooTools, and to
yeah,
have that smoothed out is good.
And the good thing about it is that it's a painful step. you know, doing these conversions and everything. But once they're 1.2 compatible, they will continue to work for, you know, MooTools 1.3
right.
and onwards, because the MooTools team has committed to ensuring that future versions are backwards compatible,
right.
which, you know, is a huge help.
Well, you know, kind of along those same lines, too, as community members think about, you know, moving their customers' work or their own site templates forward to 1.6, there's some big changes there coming, too,
mm-hmm.
in those layouts. Will Gantry help them make that?
Yeah, the good thing about the way things are written is that pretty much everything in the template uses the Gantry framework to communicate to the Joomla framework. So all we have to do is provide a 1.6 version of the Gantry framework, and the template itself is going to be very little modification required.
That's good.
Yeah, so, you know, there's quite a bit of work we have to do to ensure that the Gantry framework works on 1.6, and we're well on the way towards that.
That's really helpful, because abstracting out the differences in that underlying system kind of smooth things out for users as the core matures and goes on. You end up taking on that extra work, but you're saving your user base from having to worry about
that. Yeah, well, that's the whole, you know, point of it is you know, we're trying to make the whole template process easier with the Gantry framework. And that helps us and with our massive templates that we have to deal with. And it also helps our Rocket Theme members and also, mm-hmm. you know, people in the community that are just, you know, building on top of the Gantry framework.
Gantry, right. What kind of, you know, usability do you have built into constructing this template and using it, and what kind of search engine optimization does a template have?
Well, you know, we've built the framework so creating a template is you know, easier than it ever has been. You know, the calls have been simplified. You don't need to include as much stuff because a lot of things are included in the framework itself. We provide a sample template that comes with the Gantry framework. And it's a good base framework to develop your template on top of. It's a very simple, clean framework. I mean, template. Sorry,
mm-hmm.
It's a very so it's a base template that is a very simple one, and we actually use it to build our commercial ones on top of. So you can use that as an example. And also, we have GPL templates that we've released.
Right.
We have a new one that we just put out there last week called Grunge.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see how we've extended the base design and you know, added functionality to it. So we have all that stuff, you know, to help you you know, construct your own templates. We have extensive website out there with, you know, documentation and video tutorials.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, if you have questions, to answer your question about, you know, how do you build on top of it, and how does a user, you know, go about that? I mean, we have lots of tools out there. Regarding, you know, functionality and things like SEO, we actually use a third-party grid system called the 960 grid system, which is created by Nathan Smith. And that has a source ordered layout as its one of its primary paradigms. And that's one of the reasons why we chose the grid system, was because of that. So we have that to help with SEO. We're using layouts that are a mix between the Bees and the U theme content layouts to, you know, to provide a better output that is, you know, tableless,
mm-hmm.
Uses, you know, tags appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
And we have other things, you know, speed is also an important part of a template. So we have like a built-in compression and combination capability that's inside of Gantry.
That's really important when you're working with JavaScript and all kinds of CSS files. Yes.
Right. So, you know, we use a lot of, you know, separate files
mm-hmm.
To make things modular.
You have to.
And to ease the pain of having all these separate requests, there is this this ability to like combine those files and to gzip them, you know, compress them. So after you turn these things on, especially if you combine that with the Joomla cache and everything, it'll make the pages load really fast. In fact, the base template is a really fast template when you turn on all these features.
That's a difficult thing to do in Joomla Core right now, to, you know, identify all those various files and to combine them. So that is a nice feature to have.
Yeah, the one inside of the Gantry Core is kind of a limited version because it only knows about the Gantry bits. So it'll combine and compress all the Gantry files. Okay. If you need it to do your entire site, including all the modules and stuff, there's a free GPL extension we have called Gzipper, which is an expanded version that'll, you know, grab everything that it sees on the page and try and combine them as much as it can and compress them.
Yeah, sometimes I go to some of those big sites and I'm surprised that they're not using that kind of technology, because it really does make a difference with that page load.
Oh, it can make a huge difference.
Yeah, and Google's saying that's a big thing.
It's right in those, you know, YSLOW and those other testers that are, you know, basically helping you to determine how to improve your site's performance and its SEO.
Right.
Ranking and everything, and that's one of the main things, and is the speed and the minimum amount of requests.
You know, it's getting so complicated, and we're talking about changes in the JavaScript and changes in the core, and you know, how do you keep all this up to date? We've got this framework with all of these improvements in it. Do you have any update functionality built into your framework?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the great things about having a framework like this is that you basically have a base framework that your template can use, and it's not actually part of the template. It's installed separately in Joomla 1.5. It's installed as a component, even though there isn't a UI specifically for that component. It's installed to the components directory.
Okay.
And we have an update feature in the admin side of the template, and it'll tell you what version of Gantry this template is using, and it'll check to see if there's a newer version out there. And if it is, you know, provide you with a link to download it. And then when you download it, you just install it. You don't even have to remove the other one. You install it, and it'll update on top of the existing framework there. And, you know, you'll get the latest version. Due to the way Joomla templates work and the way we use the template details, if you want to take advantage of some new functionality, you may have to modify the template details XML, or you can just, you know, grab it from the latest version of the template itself. But it's a pretty simple process, and it's a really quick way of getting access to all the new functionality. And we do, you know, add functionality all the time, and we're constantly doing, you know, bug fixes as we find them, and putting in new features and bits as people request them. And, you know, it's a GPL project, so some people come up with something and send us the code, and if it's good and it's useful for other people, we put it in.
Good. Well, it's good that you don't have to uninstall it all to put a new version in, that you have that more modern way than of upgrading, so that because when you're adding more functionality to your framework and moving from just a plain old template to something with some muscle to it, you're going to update it more often. You're going to have
For example, we came out recently with our UI for mobile devices, and right now it's just the iPhone. But that was kind of created as a built-in core Gantry piece of functionality, and you can easily take advantage of that in your existing template, just by updating the framework and then making a modification to the template details. And so a lot of people want to take advantage of that, and it's really easy to do that just by updating the framework.
Good.
And you know, we'll continue to improve the whole process. We're looking at ways where you don't even have to modify the template so much. There'll just be like a bundle that includes all the new bits, so it'll know how to handle those new bits of functionality that are available in the framework. So that's something that we're looking at and would like to get in. And perhaps we'll have a feature in the future that actually updates itself from the template. You know, it's something that we're looking at too.
You know, that's what I think we need to head towards, where you can have, you know, just update me. You know, just install it and configure it and get it ready for your customer or for your own side, and then verify who these sources are, but allow it to be updated whenever possible. I think in some cases that would be really helpful.
Yep.
As I'm sitting here listening to you talk about this framework and all this functionality, you know, I can't help but wonder, who is it for? Who's this framework for? And when you think of a novice user, what's going to be difficult for them to use this big, powerful framework? Or is it configured in such a way that there's an entry level place for new people to come in?
Yeah, I think the you know, to answer this question, you really have to sit back and look at the user base that you're talking about. There are different users. There's a user that just, you know, views the site, who never sees any code and never sees any, you know, administration side. They're just a user of the website. But those people are going to benefit because they have features in that website that they might not have been able to have without a framework like Gantry. So they're going to have things like the iPhone UI. They're going to have functionality like right to left support and things like that that a website developer might not have put in just because it's a lot of extra work. So
yes.
They're going to have. Yeah, so they're going to have, functionality and features that they could appreciate. There's people that are administrating the site or setting it up or configuring it. Those people are going to benefit from a very intuitive UI to configure their site and their template. We spend a lot of time ensuring that there's an easy way to control the layout and how you have specific layout on specific pages and things like that, which are traditionally not in Joomla. So there's new functionality for them to take advantage of. It's easy to create their own presets and, just really to configure everything. Never been simpler. So, obviously those people are going to appreciate the framework underneath. So the developers too, the people that are creating websites and templates for customers and clients, or for themselves, I suppose, they have a huge advantage because they get a lot of functionality.
Absolutely.
That's provided by the framework. So they get that for free without them having to do any extra work. And then it also allows them to add their own functionality and to provide, features and capabilities to their clients that they wouldn't normally, be able to do. So I really can't think of anyone who would not benefit from using a framework like this, unless you had a very, very simple project where you just needed to do, a few pages and, it really didn't need a lot of functionality or features. And, the feature set was very defined and very small.
Mm-hmm.
Only in those rare cases, mm-hmm. which I don't think really happens that much anymore.
People want
more and more stuff and more capabilities.
But a brochure site, something like this would be helpful. And that's about as simple as you get, it seems like.
Yeah. We did, the Gantry framework site, mm-hmm. it doesn't have a lot of whiz-bang
depth
functionality.
To it. Yeah.
But it's a documentation site, mm-hmm. with some news. And, we use the Gantry framework extensively just to control the layouts, mm-hmm. and to make it so that certain pages have a different layout. And also, to have a different page for Internet Explorer 6. All that stuff is really simple to do with Gantry framework where you would have to do custom code before.
So your framework, even you mentioned iPhone as one, that's one thing that you can easily build from the Gantry framework.
You just have to hit a toggle.
A toggle?
Yeah, like you hit a toggle. And,
I can hit a toggle.
And you, you know, the admin UI for it has a little color picker, so you can say, I want my header to be this color, and you can even do gradients. It uses, you know, CSS3 gradients, and it's automatically going to have a touch-capable menu, which is something that's important, because hover is not the greatest thing to have on a touch UI, because there is no mouse cursor that hovers. It's you know, a little bit different there. So it provides you with a menu that automatically is going to work on a touch device.
Do you understand how many details you know about user interfaces that most people have no clue about?
It's really something that you think about, because you're just immersed in this every day.
Yeah.
So you just assume it, you know, but no, not really, I guess. But yeah, so, you know, like I said, I mean, you know, the whole mobile side of things is really powerful. And, you know, that brings a great feature to a template with very, very little work. Of course, you can customize it as much as you want if you want to, but
no, that's pretty amazing to be able to provide iPhone capability to your customer and just have that in a GPL framework that's free. You know, it's really, really neat what you can offer your customers now. Yeah. We talked about novice users and developers using this, and you know, that it's flexible. It can be used by a number of different skill sets, and you can, and that's kind of like Joomla Core too, for that matter. You can come in as a novice and do things, and you can just continue to expand your knowledge. And Gantry is kind of the same way. You can add programming. You can get in there and code things if you want to make it more functional.
But you never have to mess with the core.
You don't have to.
I mean, you would never mess with the core to extend it. The whole Joomla parallel is actually a really good one, because, you know, Joomla provides a lot of functionality to the people viewing the site. It provides a lot of capabilities to administer it, and developers can write components and plugins and modules without messing in the guts of the Joomla code base, and Gantry is exactly the same. So you would never have to mess, you know, with the guts of Gantry to create your own functionality and to extend it. You just put all of those things into your template, and then Gantry looks to see if you have a template version. If it does, it'll use that. If not, it'll use the core version. So
do you see kind of a developer community growing around the Gantry framework, exchanging work to with one another that they're extending?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, and we're already starting to see that. I mean, it's still a very new project.
It's very new.
But you know, we have an IRC chat channel, and we get people on there who are discussing things and talking about adding features and functionality. And we've already trickled some of those features back into the core. But you don't have to do that. I mean, you could release something as kind of a third-party feature, and you know, people could download that and just, you know, drop that into their templates pretty much and just use it. So I mean, it's like a mini Joomla thing almost.
That's,
I mean,
cool.
You know, we sit on top of the Joomla framework, but it's, you know, it's a similar concept all the way around.
That's cool. I can see developers really taking it further with their extensions too. And there's some talk about distributions and applications, and the way, as sophisticated as it is, it would really be useful as an interface.
Yeah, I mean, there are to do some of the things that we do in our Gantry features, we would have traditionally would have had to have written a Joomla module or a Joomla plugin.
Right.
And there are some cases where that's a real pain, just to have a little bit of functionality that's specific to your site, you know, or to your template. So having it, being able to be written as a Gantry feature simplifies that whole process, because you don't have to create archives. You don't have to do all this extra stuff. You can just basically create real simple blocks of code.
Right.
And there are, you know, these events and things that the framework looks for. So yeah, it's just really simple to, you know, to add functionality.
And you've talked a little bit about how you use this in your product line. When did you start using the Gantry framework, and how do you plan to continue to use it? What products do you have that are part of your production releases?
Yeah, we've been using the Gantry framework in our commercial templates, in our Rocket Theme commercial Joomla templates, since December of last year, 2009. So every template release since then has been built on the Gantry framework. And if we've needed some functionality, we've backported that to all of the Gantry powered templates. So it continues to enhance the previous templates. We've also released a couple of GPL templates that are built on top of Gantry. So those are available, for free to download, and you can kind of see how we used it, how we extended it.
Mm-hmm. Do you plan to continue offering the free GPL templates then for Gantry, like on a regular basis, every other month or every third month, or is there some kind of plan for that?
I mean, yeah, we certainly plan to release more GPL templates. We just released Grunge last week, and we have another one in the pipeline. Okay. It's more a matter of if we have like a spare design and some time.
I wondered if that was what it was. If you had something that didn't quite make it to the commercial or you didn't think it was as appropriate for your commercial.
There are sometimes, for example, for the Grunge template, it was a very specific design. And when we do a club template, it normally
has to be
a bit more flexible or have more varieties and whatnot. So we decided we liked the design, but we didn't really want to go to the effort of creating multiple variations of it. So we just decided just to release that one style as a GPL template.
Yeah, very good. So get out your crystal ball now. And how far in the future do you think you can reasonably predict in this industry? And what do you see coming?
I mean, it is hard to say, and you constantly have to.
I want to also throw something in here, Andy, before I just break in, before I allow you to answer. But you've also, there's a lot of developers and designers out there who we are finding need to be able to look at other tools, not just Joomla or not just WordPress or not just Drupal. Mm-hmm. And you're somebody who's also, kind of meeting those market needs too. So does the framework kind of play into helping extend your work into Drupal and WordPress, other free software projects?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly does.
And does it help developers and designers get there too? Would these skills that they learn if they use Gantry also help them?
Well, in a lot of the benefits that we see as Rocket Theme, obviously, is going to help other people too. So, one of the things that we're currently working on is a WordPress version of the Gantry framework. It's a lot more work than the Joomla one was, because Joomla has a lot of the functionality built into the Joomla framework, where WordPress really doesn't have that. So we're having to, create our own mini code base to handle the functionality that we take for granted with Joomla for WordPress. And once that's done, then porting a template from Joomla to WordPress, as long as it's a Gantry template, is a lot easier. It's not a drag and drop or a completely trivial thing, but it's much easier. So that'll help us provide the designs to our other users, the WordPress users and the Drupal users in time too, because we do plan on taking this to Drupal too.
Mm-hmm.
And it also adds functionality that WordPress users, for example, just have no concept of, because it's not WordPress is much more limited in its capabilities when it comes to things like menus and assigning different widgets to different areas. And we're
starting to change
that
a little bit, isn't it, with 3.0 starting?
It's a little bit. So they have a menu manager now, but they still really don't have ways to assign things to specific menu items and stuff like that. So
content types, but they're just kind of starting. They're inching their way down that road. Yeah.
It's much more simplistic than mm-hmm. the Joomla model. Mm-hmm. So, that's obviously in the future. That will help mm-hmm. people, being able to provide designs for Joomla or for WordPress or for Drupal, and not have to worry so much about rewriting everything mm-hmm. for these platforms. If they just use the Gantry framework, it'll make that process of switching between platforms much easier for them. as it will for us. So yeah, I mean that's obviously a big thing in the future. We're certainly going to be adding more functions, features, to the core framework as we come across the need for them, or if the community lets us know of things that they want to see. We'll be adding more mobile support. We have the iPhone functionality right now.
Is
It
there
should be
anything besides the iPhone?
well, there's a you know there's a whole thing with Android, so that's probably the next major
Yes.
one.
I
And
just I barely can use my cell phone, but that's all I hear about is you iPhone people. But
I
yeah.
know, I know. So, providing that shouldn't be too much work as the
Right.
as the browser is based on the same WebKit
Right.
capabilities that the iPhone is, so it should be able to support all the same kind of touch things.
There's database abstraction where, the application becomes indifferent to the database that's holding that content. And it seems to me with what you're doing in your framework, and because of all the expertise you've assembled in this team that works as part of Rocket Theme, that you've really abstracted out the visual and the user interface elements into this framework, and then made it easier for people to handle the changes that go on in that core layer. And then also down the future, it looks like even being able to pick the right tool for the right job, looking at other free software solutions
Right.
since you're entering those markets. So
Yeah. I mean, there's a balance between providing functionality that's consistent between all of the gantry platforms that we support, and also providing functionality that fits with that platform. So, certain things obviously are going to be different between the different platforms. So you have to make sure that it fits in with the way that things work on those platforms. But yeah, we're certainly doing, the moving towards that.
it's exciting. You've come a long ways in 5 years,
Yep, certainly
and
have.
advance the community with you. So, thanks, Andy, for your time, and I encourage everyone to try out Gantry. It's really amazing. I enjoy it. It's fun, and it lots of opportunity to grow and learn. So,
Thanks, Amy.
thank you.
You can find more podcasts and articles at magazine.joomla.org.